Now from Devon Funds Management, Greg, how are you?
Better than the US markets, Mike.
Numbers to make the eyes water, eh?
Oh, it's the second day of carnage. So, yeah, the Dow down 2,231 points. The NASDAQ now in bear market territory, that was down 5.8%. Big tech names whacked. Apple down 7%, down 16% in 2 days. S&P 500, biggest decline since March 2020. We remember what that was for. That was down 6%. 17% lower since February's record high, and it's lost an incredible $5 trillion in market cap in two sessions. So Trump, yeah, we know he's not too bothered. He was off playing golf. He said the reaction was all going pretty well and that the stock market would ultimately boom. But, yeah, look, it really is no joking around. I mean, I think what Trump's dished out, it can only be described as economic vandalism. Recession risks have risen. There's one argument that tariffs are recalled, cycle back to tax cuts that could help support consumer demand, but it's going to drive inflation. Jerome Powell sort of noted as much on Friday, said inflation risks are going to become more persistent. I guess the big question now is whether Trump, who used to look at the stock market a bit as a scorecard, will cave to some pressure. And also from outside, we're hearing tech and finance leaders on their way to talk some common sense in Florida, and maybe trading partners are reacting a little bit differently to what he thought. So China's come out with retaliatory tariffs of 34% on US products, so we're well and truly in trade war territory. We've heard Europe, they're going to talk more about unity. So is America going to become more isolated? I suppose the big thing is they're going to be forced on them politically. We'll be aware of history. There's been a lot of talk about how the last time we saw tariffs this large were back in the 1930s with the Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act. Now, that ultimately was designed to, I guess, make the Great Depression less bad. It actually turned out to make it for an even more protracted downturn. And the Republicans, they lost that 1932 election in a landslide. So I think there's going to be a lot of pressure on Republican representatives from their voters. Around about 60% of Americans invest in the stock market, so the value of their 401ks or their retirement accounts will have been absolutely hammered by the sell-off, so that news is going to get back to them. And we're already hearing, Mike, that Republicans are looking, or some Republicans have supported a bipartisan bill to take tariff back to Congress. So we'll have to see how this plays out. For us here down here, I guess it's just worth remembering that, you know, we've seen market sell-offs before. We saw it during COVID. It's all about sort of trying to keep one's head, and, you know, probably the worst time to sell is when fear is ruling the market. But you're obviously very disturbing. We'll have to see how this all plays out.
Yeah, they're fascinating times. We got the alluded to the job numbers. They're way better than thought, though.
Yeah, there's some brightness there at least. So the US economy is in a good spot, for now anyway. So 228,000 jobs created in March. It was 100,000 more than forecast. So despite the best efforts of the Doge team, public sector hiring was actually up slightly. Private services sector payrolls, they were up by 197,000. That was after the previous month's 90,000 gain. In private health education services, that saw the biggest gain, 77,000. And quite an interesting one, Mike, was hiring and leisure and hospo. That was down 17,000 in February, but they added 43,000 jobs. So the previous 2 months' payrolls were revised down, but average hourly earnings, they ticked up 0.3%. Unemployment also ticked up slightly to 4.2%, but that was as expected. So resilient jobs picture for now, but yeah, I guess the jury remains out on how it'll look if there's no flipping on Trump's tariff policy.
Indeed, bring it back home this week. Big one for the RB. What do we got?
Most people were expecting 0.25%. The RBNZ's flagged this as well. Of course, we've got a new acting head as well. But yeah, is this the time to be holding the line? Maybe make it three in a row, another 50 basis point cut. I think the case is pretty clear. The OCR, 3.75% neutral, where the economy's not being stimulated or constricted as below 3%. We should be there now. Inflation's at the bottom of the range. Yeah, we're crawling out of recession. Confidence is low in most metrics. We've got unemployment rising. And then we've got a trade war, and that's going to deliver arguably a further deflationary shock. So yeah, you look at prices of goods, they're going to be going up for Americans, but we could see a lot of those goods previously destined for the US go to other parts of the globe, including here. So just an aside, I'd be interested to see if we see the great redirection. You know, maybe we get goods rerouted to other countries with lower tariff rates before they make their way to the US. But I think this could actually be a deflationary shock. We're in the middle of another economic shock, it seems, Mike, and it's not really a time to be delaying getting rates down for the sake of it. So, you know, the world's fundamentally changed since February, but let's see.
Right, mate, numbers, please.
Yes, the Dow, as I mentioned, down 5.5%, 38,314. One of Trump's representatives said it's still going to hit 50,000 under his term. Let's see about that. S&P 500 down 6%, 5,074. NASDAQ down 5.8%. FTSE down 5% in the UK. Nikkei down 2.8%. ASX 200, that was down 2.4%. We held up a lot better, actually. So the NZX 50 was down 0.9%. Gold down $77, $3,038 an ounce. Oil down $5.62 a barrel, so deflationary shock there. Currency markets, we're down over 3% against the US, 56 for the Kiwi, 92.7 against Aussie, are up 1.2% there. 43.4 sterling, 82.3 yen. Just quickly this week, we've got the US banks kicking off the earnings season. Let's see what happens, obviously, on the tariff front, any backdating there or going backwards. But locally, we've got business confidence, business PMI, and the big one, the RBNZ. Yeah, they're probably cut by 0.25%, but yeah, maybe should cut by 0.5%.
Well sold. Greg, appreciate it. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.